I'd like to call the order of the meeting of the Mesa City Council for study session for Monday, March 18th, 2013. First item on the agenda is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda. Page 2, items 3A through 3C, or I'm sorry, 2 through 3C. Items 4A and 4B. Items 4C through 4E. Items 4F through 4H. Items 4I through 5B. Councilman Richens.
Real quick, I just wanted to highlight item 4I. This is a really exciting part of the Cubs project to see the park package for Riverview Park being rebuilt. The vision there is that Riverview Park is going to become one of Mesa's signature parks, and it's really exciting to see the award coming forward in tonight's council meeting.
Okay. Items 5C through 5G. And I do believe that 5G has been reworded, so they no longer have a conflict. Thank you. Item 5H through 6C. 6D through 7A.
Mayor?
Councilman Higgins?
Item 7A, I think Beth Union was going to give us a little update on what we've talked about since last Thursday's meeting. And then perhaps we can put it back on consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've been working with Councilmember Higgins and Councilmember Summers on item 7A, Broadway Road project. The project we're proposing to award is the project that was included in terms of limits in the original bond package from 2008. We'd like to go ahead and award that. Then to the west of Sossaman, as we discussed the other day, there are some improvements we'd like to propose that we negotiate a cost with the change or with a contractor to add into the project after it's awarded, which would include undergrounding some of the drainage to the west of Sossaman, and putting in a sidewalk on the north side west of Sossaman along the Mesa East subdivision to provide safe access and egress for that neighborhood down to the Albertsons. That would complete all the drainage work for the area that we needed to get in with some minor things that could come later, and it would get the sidewalk in that the neighborhood Mesa East would like to have in. We can do that well within the money we have available in the funding.
Okay.
No, I think that's a great compromise, I guess, it's a great way of moving forward and getting the necessary drainage issues repaired going east all the way to, I'm sorry, west all the way to like west. 72nd Street-ish.
Yeah.
Great. So thank you very much. So I'm happy with putting that back on consent with those changes.
Councilmember Summers?
Yes, Mayor. I had this asked that this be removed consent agenda, and I would concur to put it back on consent. I think the compromise that came forward both deals with a public safety issue, which is the flooding, which is also a property damage issue, and it gives the neighborhood what they really need in this particular area, which is safe routing to and from their homes to shopping up at the local streets. So any further work on the road will be done in the future
at a later date.
No,
yes.
You correct me if you're wrong. You're going to have to come back to council.
Yes, sir.
For a
change order
in order to facilitate this project. Would you anticipate doing that?
Yes. Tonight we would be awarding the base bid, and then before we sign the contract with the contractor, we will negotiate costs based on the unit price line items in the bid, and come back to you then with a change order for that work.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your work on that, and I would concur putting back on the consent.
Here. Okay. Then item 7A is back on the consent agenda. All right. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Winter reports. Councilmember Summers.
So there were two events that we we attended. I know you attended one, Mayor. The first one, this was Thursday at 4 o'clock. Airport Director Lynn Cousy for the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport, who has been with that airport for 20 years, oversaw much of the growth from when it was Williams Field to today as Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport retired. And we wished him well, and apparently he's done 3 days worth of golfing already and enjoying his time. And the only reason I knew that is the second meeting was held at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Board of Directors. I filled in for the mayor, who was dealing with other issues at the Capitol, and the board unanimously named Jane Morris officially the new airport director. So congratulations to Ms. Morris.
Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor, Council, this Thursday, District 6 will be having a Building Stronger Neighborhoods initiative. It will be from 6:30 to 7:30, and the Light in the Desert Church Hall that's located at 7930 East Baseline Road. That's just west of the 202, I guess, on Baseline. Falcon Field Airport's fifth annual open house is this Saturday, March 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the airport. So it's always been a great event attended by many people. So invite everybody to come out. Admission and parking are free. And they are accepting donations of canned food for the United Food Bank. Our next study session will be Thursday, March 21st. Thank you.
Councilor Kavanaugh.
And also, we're having our District 3 coffee on Friday the 22nd at 7:30 at the Village Inn at Southern and Dobson. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Have a motion to enter an executive session from Councilmember Higgins, second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're now moving to executive session. Thank you.